H2 Why I started scoring cities seriously / H2 P In the spring of 2021, I rented my first apartment of my own in Hangzhou. A camphor tree stood outside the window, and downstairs there was a market and a subway station. I did not yet know that this city would keep me for 3 years, and then one early morning make me want to leave. My name is Lin Yu, I am 32, I work in product design, and I have lived in Shenzhen, Chengdu and Hangzhou, moving 4 times in all, / P. P. Why do you keep changing cities? My mother asks on every video call. I never had an answer. I only knew Shenzhen paid more but the commute drained me, Chengdu was comfortable but the things I wanted to do felt far away, Hangzhou was good at everything except rent, which climbed every year. One day I listed my feelings about the 3 cities in a table and realized I had never been choosing a city at all. I had been gambling on instinct, / P. P. Later I read the urbanist Richard Florida on the Place Premium, and browsed the livability index the Economist Intelligence Unit publishes each year. One idea became clear, whether a city fits you can be scored and compared, instead of being decided by the vague feeling of, does it feel nice to live here, / P. P. Greater than I spent 2 months building myself a scorecard. It is not perfect, but for the first time it gave me a reason I could show other people when facing the question, should I leave Hangzhou? This article hands that whole scorecard to you, / P. H2 livability is not feeling good, it is measurable dimensions, / H2. P. We often say a city is livable, but what does livability actually mean? Most people answer it is comfortable to live in. Comfort is a result, not a cause. What really decides whether you still want to stay 5 years from now is concrete things, transport, air, healthcare, cost, community, and safety, / P. P. Breaking vague feeling into measurable dimensions lets you see what you are actually paying for. Who is more livable, someone earning $30,000 a month in Shenzhen but commuting 2 hours daily, or someone earning $10,000 in Chengdu and walking to work? Without dimensions, the question has no answer. With dimensions, everyone computes a different result from their own weights, / P. P. This is also why the most livable Chinese cities rankings never feel accurate to you. They use one fixed set of weights, while your weights differ greatly from others. Families with children put healthcare highest, solo digital nomads put internet and community highest, retirees put air and cost highest, / P. P. So the core of this scoring model is one sentence: dimensions are public, weights are personal. In the scorecard below, I set the dimensions for you and leave the weights for you to fill, / P. H2 Professional Analysis, Building Your Livability Scorecard, / H2. P. Let me be clear about the data standard first. A credible scorecard must give every dimension observable, traceable, recheckable indicators, not numbers pulled from thin air. For the 6 dimensions below, I note the magnitude and suggested data source type so you can collect them as /P. P. Transport access, suggested weight 20%, core indicators are average one-way commute time in minutes and share of population within 800 meters of rail transit in percent. On magnitude, the OECD 2019 report notes that each extra 20 minutes of commute corresponds to roughly a 1 percentage point drop in the satisfaction equivalent of disposable income. The Swiss scholars Stutzer and Fry in 2008 also found commute length negatively correlated with subjective well-being. Source type: City Statistical Yearbooks, Gauda, and Baidu Annual Commute Reports, Public, /P. P. Air environment, suggested weight 20%, core indicators are annual average PM2.5 in micrograms per cubic meter and green coverage of built-up area in percent. On magnitude, the WHO 2021 Air Quality Guideline sets the annual PM2.5 guideline at 5 micrograms per cubic meter, with interim targets at 15, 25, 35, and 45. China's Ministry of Ecology and Environment 2023 bulletin shows key cities mostly sit in the 25 to 45 range. Source type: MEE bulletins, WHO guideline, local meteorological stations, / P. P. Healthcare, suggested weight 15%, core indicators are licensed doctors per 1,000 residents and drive time to nearest top-tier hospital in minutes. On magnitude, The National Health Commission 2023 bulletin shows about 3.4 doctors per thousand nationwide, with first-tier cities generally above that mean. Source type: NHC Statistical Bulletins, public.p. p. Living cost, suggested weight 20%, core indicators are rent-to-income ratio in percent and relative composite price index. On magnitude, most wealth studies treat a 30% rent-to-income ratio as a warning line, above which housing pressure clearly rises. Source type: Beek and Liangia Rental Yearbooks, Statistics Bureau CPI/P. P. Community, suggested weight 15%, core indicators are community activity density and acquaintance network radius in kilometers. This dimension is subjective, use a self-rated questionnaire, 1 to 10, plus field visits. Source type, self-collected questionnaire, public community event lists/P. P. Safety and governance, suggested weight 10%, core indicators are criminal police reports per 10,000 people and online government service rate in percent. Source type, public security bulletins, local digital government reports/P. P. Framework comparison, three common international models each have a tilt. Mercer Quality of Living, published yearly, targets expatriates and leans toward international amenities. The Numbeo Quality of Life Index relies on crowdsourced user scores, with messy samples and high volatility. The EIU Global Livability Index uses 5 dimensions and 30-plus factors, authoritative but with fixed, non-disclosed weights. The LifeOS Livability Scorecard here lets weights be adjusted by the individual, keeps every IND.